This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
The Panthers don't count because, what, they went to the bubble for a couple of weeks and then they're out. I mean, that was like, they went like on an extended cruise. You know, I've been on those seven-day cruises, so they were a couple of extra weeks, and then they got off But
Hold out a little hope, man.
I have no hope for the Panthers. Oh, man. I lost hope in the Panthers a long, long time ago. They're just not good enough.
Will you
man.
Be a little bit on the Rudy side if we win the next game?
Oh, no, no.
Push it to five?
No, I was rooting yesterday. I'm going to be rooting
You're
tomorrow.
You're going to be rooting again.
But. Yeah, I'm going to be rooting, and if they somehow get to game five, I'll be crazy rooting for them to advance, even though I know they're not much. But, you know, yeah, I would love it. Nothing would make me happier than the Panthers winning.
But until they actually win the series, you're not all in.
No, I'm not all in at all. Even if they win this series and they actually get to the playoffs, they're not going to do anything. I don't really have any hope for. Just because I love them, I have to be a realist. They're just not. They don't have.
That so they're dog on borrowed anymore. Time, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday was like, wow, great, they won. They extended their season for one more game. Is basically the way I'm looking at it. They got to do a lot to prove me. They got to get like a deep run into the playoffs, you know, to like, okay, you guys are doing something. You guys are advancing. I am wrong. You know what I mean? Just making the playoffs for these. I said this at the beginning of the year. Making the playoffs is not an accomplishment for this group. Now, we're way past those things. That's an accomplishment for this young Heat team, making the playoffs. Not only did they make the playoffs, they're a top four seed. Okay, so not only did they reach expectations, they exceeded expectations, and they're a top four seed right now. Panthers can't even make the playoffs. And a group like this should be already a perennial playoff team, and they're not. So it's really more of an indictment on Barkov and Huberto and Ekblad and that group, and that they're led by those guys. Okay? And so the fact that they haven't gotten anywhere, that's on them, dude. So, no, yeah, I'll be rooting for them, but I'm realistic that, you know, they are what they are. I can't look at them any other way, unfortunately. That's what sucks. But they won yesterday, 3-2. Islanders have a 2-1 lead tomorrow at noon. Since, you know, the Panthers aren't sexy, they'll always use them at noon and kind of get them out of the way and move on the schedule. So they'll play another noon game tomorrow. We'll be on. We'll be over at Craig's in Acura, hanging out doing our show. So we'll be watching that one at the same time, and hopefully they can actually pull off the upset.
The way you say it, it's almost like the NHL is all okay. How far can we get the Panthers away from prime time?
Yeah, no, that's
how far can we push them into 10 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, why would anybody want to see them outside of us? Nobody really wants to see them, and the Islanders aren't necessarily sexy either. You know, they're better than the Panthers.
Don't say that to an Islander fan, man.
Yeah, but nationally is what I'm saying. But yes, I get it. Mike Nogo Zones now is probably pissed, but he's laughing anyway because his Islanders.
Well, 35, 40 years ago,
one.
I would have been pissed.
Right. That's when the Islanders were the Islanders. Yeah, that's a whole different ball game.